Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you, man. You know I'm here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to help you figure out what's going on in your head, man, to find the positivity, to find the happiness, to grab the keys to the door to the rest of your life, man, and really just enjoy the rest of your life. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help you do it, too. And if an easy way to hear the podcast is to say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive, and you can catch up on the episodes you've missed. And if there's something that that's bothering you, if you've got something you want to talk about, something you just can't figure out, you know, maybe you're not happy in your job or your relationship or whatever it is that's bothering you, talk to me, share your story. Add to the show. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me all about it. I'll discuss it on an upcoming podcast and I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Phoenix from the UK. Phoenix, what a cool name, man. That's a cool name. Thanks for listening in the UK. I really appreciate it. In fact, I'm going to actually read the letter from Phoenix from the UK. And that's what this show's about. It's called Am I Self-Centered? All right, let me read the letter real quick from Phoenix and we'll talk about it. I practice gratitude every morning by writing down affirmations, exercises, and positivity. Excellent, excellent. I'm doing this in an effort to be a positive person, but my instant reactions come across or are mostly selfish. I don't realize this until after, and I find myself apologizing for my behavior even when I'm told there's no reason to. Can you do a podcast on how to become less self-centered and bring positivity into my everyday personality? Or is it a matter of continuing what I am doing to change my thoughts, remain becoming self-aware, and stop apologizing for being who I am that is negative behavior in itself? I'm in a quandary as to how to move forward and or if I'm even making a difference. Okay, well, Phoenix, you actually answered yourself in there when you said, or should I just continue to do this? Let's go back to your bringing positivity into my everyday personality. I like that, the way you said that. And I'm going to focus on that for a second, because in order to change your personality, you have to change your personal reality. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, the person you are obviously feeling like you're self-centered or egotistical or whatever it is, and you have to apologize for yourself. So the fact that you notice it is great and you apologize is also a good start. But apologizing for things that you don't need no reason to, that's kind of odd, but there's no reason to just say I'm sorry for everything. Okay, so if you're apologizing for your behavior, now what you have to do is change your behavior. You have to think about why you are snapping and why are you so irritated and aggressive about things, and why do you have to do things? Why do you do things that you have to apologize for? What kind of behavior is that? Is that just verbal? But you're trying to be positive. Now, nobody can be positive all the time. I'm happy a lot of the time and I try to be positive all the time and I've trained myself. Now, you're on the right track when you're saying that you're practice gratitude every morning. So you wake up practicing gratitude, you write down affirmations, exercises, and positivity. Now that's excellent. And you just keep doing that. I don't know how long you've been doing that. It says you're doing it in an effort to be a positive person. Okay. But your instant reactions are mostly selfish. That's where you have to respond instead of react. What do I mean by that? When you react with your gut instinct, you're going to lash out and say things you don't necessarily mean. And then you have to apologize for your behavior. But if you respond and you take the time to think about what's going on and what's being said and how you're actually feeling and notice the fact that you're ready to say something that you're going to have to apologize for, stop yourself. Have your mind control your body. Change your present reality and say something that you wouldn't normally say. Say something nice. And it will become a habit the more you do it. You actually have to practice being a nice person sometimes. You have to practice being positive. You have to wake up, and it looks like you are. You get up and you practice gratitude every morning. Now, when I wake up, the first thing I say to myself is, oh, cool, I got to wake up. And I've said that for so many years because I've had some close calls in my life, and every day I get to wake up, I'm like, that's cool. I woke up and I make it that simple right off the bat in the morning. And then I get up and I don't look at Facebook. I don't tweet. I don't take a picture of my feet. I don't get on social media. I don't turn on the news, the TV, anything like that. Maybe I will get up and have a cup of coffee and then just think about, okay, about what I'm going to do, accomplish that day and who I want to be and how I'm going to respond to the same people that I see at work and, you know, and the same people I see in my daily life. And I start thinking about how I'm going to be positive and a positive influence. And I'm grateful for my family, for my kids, my wife, my job, my house, my vehicles, my music, my talent, my health, all these things. And I start thinking about that and it's like, man, I'm so happy. And I stay that way all day long. I actually have an alarm on my calendar on my computer that goes off every hour and says different things. What are you thinking about? Are you organized? Have you accomplished what you want to accomplish today? Have you made your plans? Are you thinking about your goals? And it pops up on my screen every hour. And sometimes I'm like, ah, geez. But I still stop for 10 seconds and think about, I do what it says. So, and I'm creating new habits and I'm creating the positivity. I'm creating my future. By changing my personal reality, I am changing my personality. And once it, after like 30 days, I did a show on the 21-90 rule. If you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. And you do it for 90 days, 3 months, it becomes a lifestyle. So if you can do this gratitude and a positive and control your mouth and your thoughts to where you're not getting yourself into a situation that you have to apologize for, and you do that for 30 days, 90 days, it starts becoming a habit and you won't have to think about it anymore. And those, you'll still have the thought of maybe you want to snap and say something snotty and then you'll be like, why bother? Why? Let me just try this nice thing. And you'll be surprised how your life will change when you respond rather than react. I'm telling you what, it works. Okay. And, you say you're in a quandary as to how to move forward. Well, you are moving forward. I can tell just from this two paragraph email, by the way you started off, I'm practicing gratitude every morning, writing down affirmations and exercises and positivity. And your instant reactions you're aware of. So you've got it all right there. It's all right there at your fingertips. You're aware of your instant reactions that you're going to have to apologize for. And you're making an effort to be a happy, positive person. So be grateful and just actually be happy for the little things. Like sometimes I'll just, you know, I'll give my daughter a hug and I'm like, man, I'm so happy that my family is healthy and happy. Or I'll go to my job and I'll be sitting at my job going, this is so cool. You know, it's cool to have a job and to be confident and proud and, you know, just everything you want to be. And I am living the life that I want to live. And that's where you have to do. You have to live the life you want to live. All right. And you don't want to be obviously this other person. So you have to change it. I've changed the kind of person that I am from my past. I've grown as a person and I've thought different things and created my new reality. And it is awesome. So keep practicing the gratitude, keep being grateful, and do whatever you have to do, whether it's writing in a journal, meditating. You say you're writing down affirmations, and put notes or whatever you have to do to be feel good and be in a situation to where you are feeling good. And if you're in a bad situation and you're somewhere that doesn't make you feel good or make you feel happy or it's a negative vibe and you don't feel positive, get out of there. That's it. That's what I say. I don't care if it's a relationship, if it's a house, if it's a job, if it's a city, if it's a country, whatever you don't want, get out if you don't like it, right? And to change your life. And it's going to be scary when you make the change and you, Phoenix, you're actually probably a little nervous because you don't know what to do. Because as soon as you start stepping into that change and doing something different, your body is wanting to go back to the old way. And your mind is trying to change to the new way. So you have to change your energy. You have to change your thoughts. And you're on the right track. You're definitely on the right track. Keep doing it. Keep practicing gratitude. Keep seeing the good in everything that you can. And when you're going to react to a situation that you think you're going to have to apologize for, stop yourself. Think about the apology that you're going to have to do as soon as you say it. And instead of reacting, respond in a different way. do something different to change the person who you are. You can't be, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a change. So if you're still acting the same way, you're not going to change. You have to change your personality to change your personal reality and become the new person that you want to be. And you're on the right track. You're on the right track. So keep listening to the show. There's 170 some shows on there. We've got over 220,000 subscribers now. Thank you very much. All over the world. I'm loving this. I'm working on the book. The book will be coming out hopefully before the end of the year. I'm keeping the podcast coming 3 times a week. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And don't forget to say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive, and catch up on all the podcasts that you miss. And if there's something you want to add to the show, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. Get a shout out on the show. Ooh, that was a lot of words. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.